From June's strawberry moon to the summer solstice, many of us will look to the skies to mark the turning of the seasons this month.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Earth orbits the sun at a unique angle, thanks to a 23.5-degree tilt of Earth's axis. So, half the year, the northern hemisphere is tilted toward the sun. The sun's rays strike the northern hemisphere at a more direct angle during this time, causing the efficient warming we call summer. The southern hemisphere, which is tilted away from the sun, marks the beginning of winter on that same day. Solstices happen twice a year, at the points in Earth's orbit where the tilt is most pronounced. June 21st is the summer solstice for those of us in the northern hemisphere, and at 10:57 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, astronomers will officially mark the beginning of summer 2023. If the weather cooperates and the sun is shining, be sure to step outside at solar noon. The summer solstice is not only the longest day of the year, with more minutes of sunlight than any other day, it also marks the day the sun appears highest in the sky in the northern hemisphere. And as a result, your shadow will be the shortest it will be all year long. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.